Hello, you're listening to the free edition of The World in Brief from The Economist. As a reminder, if you subscribe to The Economist or our new podcast subscription, Economist Podcast Plus, you'll get access to a deeper look at the day ahead, updated 3 times a day. You'll also get access to the rest of our award-winning podcasts. If you're already a subscriber, visit economist.com/theworldinbrief. Or visit the Economist app to start listening. Here's today's free edition. This is The World in Brief from The Economist. Our top stories. Hamas released an undated video showing two hostages taken on October 7th, Keith Siegel and Omri Maran, alive. Earlier, the head of Egypt's intelligence agency reportedly met his Israeli counterpart to press Israel to scrap its planned invasion of Rafah, where about 1 million Palestinians are clustering, and restart broader negotiations. Israeli officials are apparently willing to consider Egypt's proposal that Hamas release 33 hostages in exchange for a 6-week truce in Gaza. Russia bombed energy facilities across Ukraine. DTEC, a private energy company, reported damage to 4 of its 6 thermal power plants in the country. Regional officials also said that strikes hit facilities in the regions of Dnipropetrovsk and Kryvyi Rih. The commander of Ukraine's air forces said that 21 of 34 missiles were brought down before hitting their targets. Dmitry Medvedev, a security official who once served as Russia's president, said the Kremlin could retaliate if Western governments seize Russian assets. On April 20th, American lawmakers voted to allow the government to transfer Russian assets held in American banks to Ukraine. Mr. Medvedev noted that Russian law would need to be changed to allow the seizure of American assets held in Russia. 20 Cambodian soldiers were killed in an explosion at a warehouse containing ammunition to the west of Phnom Penh, the capital. Cambodia's prime minister said he was deeply shocked and ordered that the families of the soldiers should receive compensation. An office building, a barracks, and 25 homes nearby were also destroyed by the blast. France's credit rating was left unchanged by two of the world's biggest rating agencies, Moody's and Fitch. The agencies maintained that the country's outlook remained stable. Bruno Le Maire, France's finance minister, welcomed the news, though both agencies said that the country's budget deficit and debt are causes for concern. Moody's warned that France's debt-to-GDP ratio, which was around 111% last year, could rise to nearly 115% by 2027. Daniel Poulter, a British Conservative MP and former government minister, defected to the opposition Labour Party. Mr. Poulter attributed his decision to the ruling Conservatives' record on public services and said that he found it difficult to look his constituents in the eye with good conscience. Britain must hold a general election by the end of January. The Economist's forecast model gives Labour an 87% chance of winning a parliamentary majority. Joe Biden, America's president, shelved a plan to ban menthol cigarettes. The government said it needed more time to consult with lawyers, business owners, and civil rights groups. Political advisers feared the ban would alienate black voters ahead of the election. 81% of black smokers used menthols in 2020, compared with 30% of white smokers, according to analysis by the Wall Street Journal. Word of the week: Aedes aegypti, the mosquito species that spreads dengue fever. The disease is spreading rapidly across Latin America.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
Ever Googled your own name? Prepare for a shock because your personal info, including addresses and phone numbers, is out there, especially with the recent hacks at some big phone and healthcare companies. But here's where Aura steps in. Aura scans the dark web for your sensitive information and sends real-time alerts. Aura also actively requests that your information be removed from data broker sites, putting you back in control. Aura provides you with a complete online safety toolkit, credit and transaction monitoring, a secure password manager, a privacy-enhancing VPN, and more. Try Aura risk-free with a 14-day trial at aura.com/safety. That's aura.com/safety. Rest easy with Aura. Visit aura.com/safety today.
That's The World in Brief from The Economist. To access the full version of The World in Brief and the rest of our award-winning podcasts, please consider taking out a subscription to Economist Podcasts Plus. To get the best offer wherever you are in the world, go to economist.com/podcastsplus.